Welcome to another episode of Fuck You Dad, everybody. This week we got a very funny guest, Luke Newman, Chicago comic. Great voice, great man. What's up, Luke?
Hello. I like this. I already talked about this, but I like a cheap drink in a nice glass.
No, it's nice. That's really all Nick is as a person.
Yes.
And that's all he serves.
That's
here.
Exactly. He's that a is nice, me, yeah, man.
He's a cheap drink in a... I wouldn't even say a nice glass. Like
a nice
mediumly
glass.
Okay glass.
A nice glass. I'm in a nice frosted. I'm a frosted mug, dude.
Glass.
No, thank you. Luke, how did you handle the pandemic?
It was fine. Everyone was on my fucking team suddenly. I don't like germs.
Yeah.
And so...
Oh, you were way ahead then.
Yeah, so it was just like everyone was everyone was asking me, like, you don't like germs. Are you freaking out? I'm like, no, everyone's just finally on my side.
Yeah.
Don't touch me.
Everyone's on my wavelength.
Yes.
Like, yeah, you should wash your hands 7 times a day.
How
I do want to say
see, pick up a cigarette off the ground and smoke it. That's disgusting.
Oh, one of our friends
common.
Did that.
Everybody
one of our friends did
see
that
all the time.
Oh, my God, dude.
So, yeah, you got to.
A cigarette is already from the ground. Like, that already has enough toxins from the ground.
Yeah.
And then you put it on the ground and you re-smoke
but,
it.
There's a certain logic because you are just inhaling cancer. Like, what's the point of dirty cancer? Like, who cares? Like, do you want to smoke a clean, healthy cancer cigarette?
Yeah,
like,
it's
already
American
bad for
spirits.
You.
Look at the native on there. He's like buff. There's a reason they did that.
Because it's false advertising.
Yeah, it's real false. He has like an Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I like how you
chest.
Had you're like, I'm scared of germs, and you're just inhaling 47 toxins.
It doesn't make any sense. I'm afraid of specific germs. I don't like hands.
You know, everybody's like that. Yeah. All the OCD people I know, they're like, they're always scared of specific things, but then they're fucking filthy.
That adds up my places. I live by myself now, and it is, I get in my nerves. I just strip. My clothes are in weird places. I can't find anything. It's disgusting.
So you like your own germs. You fuck with those.
I'm comfortable with them. I'm irritated by them. I should be better. I should not be living like I am. It's not even that bad. I actually just got a vacuum cleaner. So I bought a fucking 30.
Okay.
But I bought an industrial. Hey, no.
You're bragging?
I've had vacuums before.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I've upgraded.
Bragging.
Yeah.
All right.
I got an industrial shop vac that I can like destroy my old vacuum cleaner and suck it into my new vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
You got
shit.
One of those that it looks like a pop can that got like stepped on with a tube out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's completely inconvenient.
So what are you doing to your apartment alone that's so bad you need to bring industrial style
I just
vacuums
hated
in.
I went through like 3 vacuums and they break, they don't work,
you come
they're
in that
weak.
Thing
I don't come in it, no.
Oh.
There's usually run
but it's
by
like
a
how
motor.
Much shit is going on in the
nothing. I was just like, it was like really, I just so far I've cleaned up cat litter and like a soup I spilled, but that was fun. I vacuumed soup.
Okay,
you ever do that?
No.
You got a shit vacuum cleaner. I vacuum both soup.
I don't own a vacuum cleaner, but also I don't spill soup everywhere.
Well,
you know,
I can live on both
can
sides.
You don't own a vacuum cleaner?
No, I have 3 roommates. I don't own most things.
I don't even
own myself, really.
They're not expensive. You should get a nice vacuum cleaner. Is extremely expensive. A shop vac's cheap. Get a shop vac.
Well, this is a conversation shape for a sadder portion of my life. This isn't going to jump into vacuum tips right now.
No, I know. Just last episode, there was a lot of like, Nick, you know, doesn't care about his life. Fuck Nick. But we're recording in my living room, and you don't own a vacuum. So
I don't own a vacuum because, sadly, I don't own enough things to vacuum. It's very easy to keep my one bedroom apart, my one room clean. The rest of my apartment belongs to the others. They'll clean it, you know? Mm-hmm.
You don't deserve this place.
You're right.
This is nice.
I know. I'm wearing a lobster shirt. I don't deserve a lot.
There's like a faint sound of a fountain going on.
There's just a fountain in the back.
There's a fountain in the back. It's this is Japanese steakhouse vibes going on.
Look at that vacuum. That's a nice vacuum, too.
I know. And
that's a Dyson.
All my friends are like, Nick, why don't you come out? Why don't you come out at all? It's like, because I got a fucking fountain in my living room.
You live in a cave. You live in a basement with no windows.
Yeah.
I have a few friends in basements without windows. That's a bizarre life.
I used to live in a basement with no windows, bro.
Yeah.
Me and Kenyon both did.
Yeah, it was rough.
I live in a huge basement right now with giant windows. It's incredible. I love my new place.
Can I ask you, try to guess some aspects of your life, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong?
Okay.
Does your computer have more than 2 monitors?
Yeah.
Okay.
You seem so irritated by that fucking question.
I have monitors lying around.
I know you do. I know you do.
You only have one? As soon as you go up to 2, you get it, and you're like, oh, well, I need 3.
I need 3 or 4.
I have one that's horizontal.
Oh, those are very cool.
For my Excelin? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the weirdest country that you've listened to metal from? It's gotta be
Saudi Arabia.
That is
because
crazy.
Because it's this band, I'm gonna mess up the name. This is the best metal band that's ever existed.
I knew you were into metal. Look at you.
Terrible. I hate it about myself. I don't like wrestling, but I really like
you're
metal.
You're flannel when you work in tech. Yeah. Yeah. This just adds up. One plus one equals two. I mean, it's
I cannot defend that bullshit genre, but I love it with all my heart. It is very stupid music. But this band Al Nuribi, they play in Saudi Arabia. Hopefully still playing, and they were it's like black metal, so it's like very anti-God, and they were actively being pursued by the government for execution, and they have to record everything in secret.
That's very metal.
It's very metal.
That's about as metal as it gets.
And they are.
And you go to a metal concert, headbang, and then get your head banged off with a knife. Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
And they're fucking awful, but that's not the point. They're the most metal band there is.
I thought you really popped the hot air balloon.
Yeah, that's
on
fun random fact I had. More metal questions. I'm good at those ones.
Saudi Arabian metal.
Saudi Arabian black metal.
Okay, that's it. So what, the regular metal there? That's not a hardcore
metal? No, black metal. No. Oh, God. All right, I've run into this problem before. Black metal is like satanic metal.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's not black people metal. It's like it means like Hail Satan, the Norwegian bands with the face makeup and nonsense.
Right, now I've heard of that.
That's black metal.
That's
fun. I've run into that problem before.
You ever met the devil?
No.
Okay. That was my third question.
I should have yes-anded.
That's okay.
A Ouija board spooked me at one time. So
tell me about that.
Let's get into that.
It was, I don't know, I was young, someone moved it. I was scared. Your basic Ouija board spookies.
Yeah, okay. When you say that, like, it's a relatable experience, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You never did a Ouija board?
No, I've never even seen one in real life.
Oh, really?
We can make one.
I mean, it's so, if you get spooked by a Ouija board, I mean, it's really silly. We're all touching it.
Oh, okay.
Where's the ghost?
He's also touching it.
But we're all touching it, and it's moving. That's not surprising. I don't know.
You gotta trust.
Nobody
your pals.
Touch it and then watch it move. Then I'm like, oh, here's the ghosty boasty.
Second, so
you can do whatever you want to do.
I thought you were just like looked like you were just grabbing the tit of a ghost right there.
Sorry.
What's going on right there.
So where did you grow up?
Tucson. I was born in Dayton, Ohio. Then I moved to Manassas, Virginia, and then Tucson for most of it. So like first grade on Tucson.
That's kind of a tour of mediocre cities right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you been to Manassas?
I'm not, but I've been to Virginia and not had a great time. Mm. You just go to Virginia and you're like, all right, I'm going to keep moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, Virginia and you're like, sweet, I'm like, on the way to bigger and better.
What's this, top of the South? Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, sweet. I think I'm going to go for the end.
Lovely.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's somehow more southern than other parts of the South.
I would imagine. I haven't been
like,
there.
Like, because I, grew up, lived in North Carolina for most of my life. Every time I pass through Virginia, I'm like, why is there so many Confederate flags? I'm like, you guys are... You're basically Maryland. I'm like, I don't get it.
Yeah, there's a big
it's
South.
It's done. I'm like, it's done. It's just like when when somebody's like clearly insecure that they're not enough of something.
Yeah.
I feel like Virginia feels like they're not Southern enough because they aren't.
No.
You know? And I'm like, you're basically.
You're the middle child.
Yeah, you're D.C. Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
D.C. is your economy and then sad coal miners with no jobs.
Yeah.
Which is brutal.
Yeah, but at least West Virginia is like, that's its own sad little state. Virginia just sucks.
West Virginia scary,
sucks something. Extra,
yeah,
you know what I mean. They suck to the point where it's like this
dangerous
is a phenomenon,
and horrifying.
Yeah, well, this is like a nightmare.
Those guys scare me.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's rough.
Appalachia.
Yeah, yeah.
You watch out now. Yeah. There's like I guess the capital of the Confederacy was in Virginia.
Right.
So I think that's why they're like, yeah, we us too.
Yeah.
I see the Confederate flag everywhere. To a lot of people, that flag means "fu city slicker," which they're wrong about.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
that's why.
That's the unfortunate truth about that, because it's all over Tucson too.
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck you with your big city living. And it does, they have, it's in their heads, it's not racist.
Right.
They're just wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
They are wrong.
Yeah.
It's just what I grew up with.
I just feel like it's
same
like,
thing in Minnesota though. That's where I grew up.
It's in Minnesota too. Yeah.
When you
see to the North, you're like, oh, you're really dedicated.
You better be in high school. Yeah. You better. I bet whoever's driving the car, you better be young.
Yeah.
Or I will truly be like,
they did
get to
that part in history class where your state wasn't included.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you enjoy Tucson when you were a kid?
Well, yeah. When I was a kid, it was awesome. It was such a fun place. It was rattlesnakes and fucking pumas. And
you were a big creature kid?
You can't not be.
I do agree.
You're picking
with that.
Up.
I don't trust a kid who doesn't think animals are cool.
And I'll pick up. Like, I hate spiders. I will scoop a tarantula off the ground. They're not scary in the same way. They're like they're 8-legged hamsters.
All right, I don't know what the fuck you're talking.
You have to.
I've
one?
Never related to something a person has said less.
All right. They
You're
chill.
Saying a giant spider with
is
giant
less,
fangs
is less spidery than a black widow.
That's
for sure.
So dumb what you're saying is so dumb right now. You're saying like a spider that's just tiny that you could kill.
The little ones move too fast.
Huh?
The little ones move too fast. It scares me. I hate that about
them. They literally have giant fangs that could like fucking go right into your skin.
Yeah, they don't though. They don't go in your skin. They could, I guess. Anyways, I scooped those up.
Wait, so what do you mean? So you've picked up live tarantulas before?
Yes, I've scared them out of their
no
homes.
No one's from Tucson. I don't know what you're talking.
It's
you're
everybody
like does
it. Yeah, you pour a little. You get a little bottle of water. You pour it down a hole with some spider web on the front, and it runs out. And then you scoop it up, and then it just chills in your hand because your hand is warm and
it
like, likes it.
It doesn't bite your hand.
No, you can tell if it's gonna fuck you up. Or you don't touch it. If I'm being honest, like they
do
are.
They make noises.
Yes, they hiss. They don't make noises from their throat.
So spiders are the most unhuman, unholy thing alive. Yeah. And a giant furry one that I could look me in the eye, not just a little that has like a credit score that's big enough to fuck with me. You know?
Yeah.
I know that's terrifying. The fur adds another. It's from hell.
The fur makes it hamster.
No, it's a lot not of a hamster. Have you seen a hamster? It's an adorable little thing.
They're like less legged tarantulas.
All right, this is how soulless and not fun Arizona is.
It is
a place where it's like 130 degrees in the fall, where you have to be like, oh, no, that's what hamsters are, these fucking creatures from hell.
Yeah, they're the bunnies of the desert.
I've only seen 120 like a few times in my life, but that's something. If you ever get a chance, go check that
like
out.
Like a nest?
No, 120 degrees.
Oh.
That's like the negative 40 days here when you're just outside. You're in awe.
Yeah.
Just like saying, you're like, unreal. And you're like, you're like uncomfortable, but you're also impressed to some degree.
Yeah, the polar vortex. Like, I was like, wow, good for us for being able to do this.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked that whole experience.
I remember I walked with my roommate to Target, which I think was like a mile and a half, and it literally felt like, you know, in Hoth when Luke gets stranded and he's got to like lightsaber open that
the Teton sure
that's what it felt like, and we had to talk to each other like because I couldn't see him, so I had to call him on the phone. It was like a radio.
You had a radio? Oh, sorry.
I wish I had a radio. Okay, sometimes I think radios are
Did you have radios as little kids?
Oh,
that was
yeah
a big thing. Speaking of dads, really like with the rocket, like my mom would have one and we would wander around the desert and she would hail us.
Yeah, so this, were you born in a compound? Like this all sounds like we'd play with the tarantulas before target practice.
Parents were very, never had guns in the house. Guns, all my friends had guns in their houses, so I just
right to,
play with
to,
their guns.
To shoot the tarantulas. To shoot the you described it like we got Arizona's fun. You got rattlesnakes, you got tarantulas, you got poisonous animals.
For like a little kid? That's a hoot.
A little kid, that's a trip to the ER.
Well, he doesn't know that. He's having a good time until he's bit. Have you ever shot a rattlesnake that upset you? One that scared you personally? Have you ever been... Listen, there's something crazy
I love
that happens...
You just keep saying unrelatable things. Well, you ever held a tarantula, looked in its eyes, and gave birth? You ever shot a rattlesnake that killed your father? You ever taken down a puma that you've been chasing for generations?
I've been chasing him, but the...
it's like, what are you talking about? The most unrelatable, but you're saying it like it's a cop. You ever been chasing a rattlesnake through
up
the desert? Huh?
Where did you grow up?
North Carolina.
Kenyon has done
the
same thing though.
I've never been in the woods.
No, but it's not the woods. It's,
no.
It could be anywhere.
Kenyon can say shit from his life that's relatable, like, oh, you know, when you're just like stealing pills when you're 16 and smoking cigarettes through your nose. Mm, you're like,
thievery and sin. That's your fucking story. Sorry, I have joyful child memories of killing rattlesnakes with rocks. It takes a while.
But it did scare you, right?
Oh, the noise?
That's the rattlesnake, right?
Yeah, they're horrifying. And it's like when you hear them first before you see them, it like it's like your reptile brain. You feel it in your spine. You're like, rah! And you're like looking around for it, and it's right there, and you fucking shoot it with a gun. Because they're little bastards,
so
they'll kill your dogs.
When did the gun enter your... Your parents didn't have guns, but you had a gun growing up?
Eventually, yeah.
The guns weren't in the house. They were in the shed.
No, my parents were like engineers. And they were in the Air Force, and they were like, my mom was a lieutenant colonel.
I feel like this is somehow a side story. Your parents worked for Area 51.
My grandpa may have.
What do you mean may have?
We can get into that.
Yeah, let's get into
right
this.
Now,
this is, we're holding
we'll
microphones.
Move
this
from
is
the
it
Arizona thing. Okay.
Yeah.
So my grandpa was a colonel. He worked in the during the Berlin Wall thing. He was a spy, like Wrangler. So he would go recruit spies and manage them on the east side of the Berlin Wall to the west side of the Berlin Wall. So he wasn't a spy. He was a spy, like, captain, I guess.
He's like a spy pimp.
Spy pimp. God, Coolish. Yes. Why have I never thought of... He's a spy pimp. Everything I just said is so dumb. compared to the
spy pimp.
Perfect nuance of spy pimp. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He has a stable of spies.
Yeah.
So
a bunch of spies. I gave keeping them in check.
Yeah. I gave you three gadgets. Why are there only two gadgets right here? Bam. Yeah. So
slapping them.
That's and then he
see both sides of his hand if you're a double agent.
He knows about it. He'll set you up as a double agent. I think that's kind of a crazy.
So your grandfather is a spy pimp. And then your parents, they're moving all over the place, like someone who's hiding something. Mm-hmm. And you're living in the middle of the desert, and it's just these two strange own guns, but they're just like out hiding here.
Well, this means I didn't grow up in Arizona. I grew up in Arizona, so I'm more into guns than they are.
Right, because you have to defend yourself.
And they're right. Yeah. From tyrannical government. That's right, Ken. Yes, Ken. Oh, God.
Not tarantulas, but you're like,
kiss the spider, Ken. The spider, shoot the senator. Ken, don't you see? You understand now.
I was like, yeah, these things with evil fangs. And you're like, yes, Dr. Fauci.
Pelosi, Fauci.
Yeah.
These are the hairy beasts that run our society. The spiders are our friends. Okay? Yeah.
Ken and I have much.
Spider web is CNN. I mean,
that's the web of lies right there.
Okay, so then he was the Berlin guy.
Yeah.
That ended. And then he was
spy
at Wright.
Spy pimping's hard.
It is, I hear. But he did a good job, and they won. And so then he went to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, where he was in charge of the Foreign Technologies Department of the Wright-Patt Air Force Base. There's a bunch of conspiracies about the Foreign Technologies Department of the Wright-Patt Air Force Base being like where all the Area 51 stuff went.
Damn.
And I've asked him. I found this out in high school.
Did
and
you,
my sister,
you ask?
Oh
him
yeah.
What
you, my sister what and like cornered him. We're like, old man, confess.
Yeah.
He didn't budge. We asked him, have you ever seen an alien? And he said, yeah, they were dead, just the dead ones. And he's not that funny. Somebody told him to say that.
So his whole life, no sense of humor. He's like, just the dead ones, like he's joking like, around. Or do you think that was an honest admission?
I don't know. He's like, he's funny, but that was too quick.
Yeah.
That was too. Me and my sister's like,
That's too quick of a response.
That's some SNL writing.
That's almost like, what do you say if your grandkids ask about this? Say just the dead ones, just laugh dead it off, ones. And then look forward. And try to keep them from the truth that we have been owned by the Greys a long time ago.
I believe he knows the Greys, and he won't confess that. My cousins are on my team, too.
What's the Greys?
That's a type of alien.
Come on, man.
If you weren't a nerd in elementary. Greys are like, you know when you, like, a photo of an alien, and it's like a gray little guy?
Yeah.
With two big eyes. Uh-huh. It's kind of naked.
Right.
It's called the Greys.
I didn't know that was a race of aliens.
It is a race of aliens.
Yeah.
There's also the whites. There is the whites.
That's a thing.
I know this because
I was into sci-fi when I was a kid, and I brought a book from the public library about aliens because they're just throwing it right in your face.
Yeah.
Because they're just throwing the truth right in your face.
They're just letting you fucking know.
That's the best way to hide it.
That's the biggest, like, my text relationship with my mom is that I get whenever Tucker Carlson goes off about the aliens.
Wait, Tucker Carlson goes off about aliens?
Every Thursday.
No,
he. Yes, he does.
He goes off about
aliens.
extraterrestrial
beings every Thursday. Tucker Carlson.
No, he does not.
And yet
he goes off about.
And yet
like,
he does.
People learn.
I mean, it's crazy.
He goes off about like I don't know kids learning history in schools, but not
that
fucking
bugs him too.
Yeah.
But he's also concerned about the extraterrestrials.
See, this is why we need a fucking
I keep snoring.
Screen in here because we'd put up this video right
oh,
now.
Oh yeah,
this
yeah, yeah.
There's dozens of.
Have you? Has your dad ever like weighed in
he
on this?
He thinks it's bullshit.
He thinks the
he
aliens
would.
Is huh?
Yeah, he doesn't. No, he thinks it's. He doesn't believe in aliens.
Right. Even though
and his dad is the alien. Spy pimp.
Also. Yeah. Probably a pimp of aliens as well.
So I was like, yeah, you would say that, wouldn't you?
He's probably an alien himself.
One of the biggest fights I've ever gotten with my dad is about aliens. Aliens and 9/11, me and my dad really butt heads on. I'll let you try to guess where I am on both of those.
You think Building 7 needed to go, and you think aliens are real.
My dad
doesn't believe in aliens?
If you bring up Building 7 to my dad, he'll go like, look up the architectural manager's distinction on how the
is
destruction
he a foreign
of
building.
Yeah, he's a British guy.
Oh, okay. So, I didn't know that.
I had a stroke mid-podcast.
So he would
I was about to pull my phone, just dial 9-1. I'm like, Nick's just having a bland
dude,
blood aneurysm.
You get too far into conspiracies, they fuck you up permanently.
Absolutely. Yeah, but I like to just poke his buttons a little bit on the 9/11 thing. And then aliens, he goes, oh, it's just rubbish. Which is, you can't really argue against it's rubbish.
I don't know. No, it's just so big. I feel like there has to be somewhere.
Well, there's a squid for sure. Yeah, that's what, a conversation I had with my dad when he was like,
"That's what you could be like." We don't have to say they have ships or anything, but there is a squid.
There's
somewhere.
A squid.
There's a moon.
There's one squid.
There's like a weird fish on a moon. Can we agree that there's us and there's a weird fish on the moon?
I feel it is likely there's a fish on a moon. And that's how we ended the conversation.
So your dad is a very even-keeled guy. What kind of dad was your dad?
Real strict, military, even-keeled. We became friends in my 20s.
Okay, so would you say good dad? Just like
great
called
dad.
Called it a day, but it was just like strict.
Cool dads suck.
Right.
Cool dads are bad. All my friends with cool dads were like, you can try a little pot. They did heroin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're right.
Cool dads.
Cool dads, great hang, but bad dad.
Fucked up. Yeah.
I kind of feel that now where I would say my dad is, I wouldn't even say he's cool, but he is funny slash interesting.
Oh, mine too.
Yeah.
Far from cool. Yeah. That's a Republican blog. He's a.
Oh, your dad writes a Republican blog.
He's retired. He's doing his politics. He's very involved.
Okay.
That's what he does.
I like some old guys pick like model trains, model airplanes. Some old guys just go, I'm just going to tinker around with this politics.
I'm going to figure out this whole.
He's like, well, if I get mad enough on Facebook, I can fix the whole thing.
He won't go on Facebook. He's not on. He's also, that's what also I appreciate about him, because he's like, I got a political dad who's not on Facebook.
Oh, that's
which
great.
Is. That's what more could you want?
Does he just text you stuff or like?
No, he makes he for a while there was like if you were to Bing speech suppression,
Bing.
Very so you can't be Googling.
He won't show up on Google. But if you Bing speech suppression, his blog was like number three. It was pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah. What's it called? Lost Cabin Speakeasy, the blog?
Oh, my God. Oh,
that's a good
my
name.
Oh,
that's
my
a good
God.
Name.
That's what you're plugging. asked you if you wanted to plug anything. Plug
Lost Cabin Speakeasy,
Give a look. And then the, I don't know.
What do you guys do together when you get together?
He taught me how to ski and play guitar.
Those are cool things.
Now we just kind of pal around, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
This really sounds like just a great after-school special wholesome experience, you know?
It's good now. I was grounded for like 8 years.
So let's get into that. What was the not good?
I was like, I kept getting D's in school.
Okay. Just because you're too busy just strangling rattlesnakes outside.
It was stressful.
You're just fighting. Yeah. I mean, literally, you know when your like grandparents, like back in my day, back in your day, you probably had to fight a jaguar to death on the way to school.
Yeah. Never saw one, but they make the news when they show up. It's very exciting.
Right.
Everybody in Tucson. They're like, oh, there's one here.
Why is that exciting? I'd be like, okay, if I saw that.
It's a jungle cat.
I know.
Like with spots, and it's in the desert. And they're like, fuck, look at that.
I know, but like that or bears, it's like one of the most humbling things where I realize. Like, if I'm alone and I see it, it's done.
Oh, yeah.
That's the end of Kenyon. Like, if I just see a bear or jaguar, it's over.
I was at a wedding in the Sierras, and I saw dudes chase off black bears like it was a cat.
What?
Yeah, apparently they are just that scared of people. They literally go, they're like, get out of here!
Yeah, you just gotta make noise and then they're gone.
Yeah, and it's important not to mess it up with a grizzly. There's apparently different rules.
Oh, okay.
Black bear kind of smaller? It's like a lab or something.
A black bear, you could kick its ass.
It's
possible.
A black bear, you're like, there is potential. Like, if you die, they're like, he wasn't working out enough.
It's like, could you beat up Zach Orion or a black bear? You're like, there is a world where I could do this. it's the same thing.
It's technically possible. Like, whereas grizzly, there is literally no chance.
Grizzly, they do this thing where they just lie on things and begin eating them before they're even dead because they're so big. Imagine that death.
I don't. I've thought about it. I'm like, I think that's the worst thing. It's just like a wild animal eating you alive. I think that's the worst thing.
And
the thing
one.
That sucks about that is how most death is.
Yeah.
Like, that's how most things die. It's just like, fuck! Ow! Ow!
And then there's
ow,
a point, you see it on like wildlife documentaries when like the lion is hunting the gazelle, and the gazelle for a minute is like, ah, fuck, fuck. And then there's a minute where the gazelle just kind of lays there and goes like, well, we had a good run.
It's because they bite him on the throat. Cats have the decency to kill shit before they begin eating. Yeah. Grizzlies would just lay on top of a deer and eat its fucking leg. And the deer screaming. The bear's like, indifferent.
I think there's some sort of mathematical equation that when three men start a podcast, there's only a certain amount of time before they start talking about different bears.
Truly.
You got any fun facts about polar bears?
As soon as you summon the spirit of Joe Rogan, you start talking about bear. Yeah. We're going to be like, who would win in a fight, a chimpanzee or a grizzly bear?
That's a great question, Kenny.
Yeah.
Brings up a lot of things I could talk about for about 30, 14 hours.
Yeah, so you were getting a lot of D's, and why was it you're just not good in school? You weren't
boring?
No,
I was just an ass. One teacher called me an educational saboteur.
Okay, that that's like really, that's like such a smart really way to call
me.
Someone.
And it really like hit me right. Though. Yeah, and I was like,
yeah, I was suck. Terrible in school.
I'm ruining this for kids. We're trying to like learn trigonometry, and I'm like, dicks and gear games.
So, so
like,
you were just that. Lighting up a crowd.
I was a clown. Yeah.
Yeah. You were just being. You see seventh grade algebra, and you're like, great crowd.
Great crowd.
Great turnout.
Look, they're stuck.
Well, this is hot. This is a hot room. You know, hot room. You know.
I guess I'll perform for them again.
I got a new.
Do it every day.
I got a new five about Miss Dyer's ass that we're about to break out and just murder.
Got to the point where teachers would just block me at the door and be like, "No, go."
Go.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. I deserve it.
You were that good.
I was that hilarious.
You get a stand. You get a standing O every time.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Out of room
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. The bell goes off. Everyone's like, encore, encore. You're like, I got to go to lunch, guys. Like, I'll be in the green room. Yeah,
do you have one time you remember that distinctively? Like, I went too far.
You're staring off the distance like there was a dark time.
Right. That's a crazy.
All right.
Jesus, no, I don't
Jesus
have one.
I would just love a fifth grader Sorry. Just being like,
what do you mean 6 million?
Well, no, I never
not
did
even,
that.
Not okay. even talking about the no. Holocaust at all. They're just like,
I was going to try to turn it into some kind of like, I don't know, 6 million something else, but I lost track of the joke.
I just heard 6 million and started holding the podcast mic real uncomfortable.
Sorry.
I was like, all right.
No, I can't remember a time going too far. I wasn't like ever mean. I wasn't a bully. I was just...
You're just fun.
I was just a fun guy.
You're
a fun
dude,
guy.
I don't know if I told this on this podcast probably annoying. Before, but I remember one time there was... we were in gym class, and the day before, we had gym class 2 days in a row, and the day before, our gym teacher just like had us play dodgeball, and she was like crying in the corner of the gym. And so the next day, I was like, this is going to be really funny, because she hadn't shown up yet. And I was like, hey, class... Do you think we're actually going to have gym class today, or we're just going to watch Miss Baker cry?
Mm.
And everyone just kind of like looks at me like, dude, what the fuck?
Oh.
And then I look behind me. She's right there. Like, she just
walked in.
Oh,
so you were just a mean dick.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody laughed. And you're an asshole?
And she just went, Nick, outside. And I remember being like, oh, fuck. Like, the feeling when you're a kid.
Guilt or, like, shame or what?
Guilt, shame,
okay.
Fear.
Oh, you had
like, and the joke bomb.
And the joke bomb.
Yeah,
clearly the
no,
top thing.
Yeah.
Nothing?
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing? Oh, fuck.
And I remember just being like, it was like I crashed, like I rear-ended her. I was just like, I'm so sorry. I don't know what I was doing. I was just trying to be funny.
You're like, listen, I need their validation. I don't like myself fundamentally. I have a very low self-esteem. I live for moments like that.
I'm
thought it was going
to
work.
Like five of them.
Yeah. I don't really have a thing. I'm not good at sports. I'm not very smart, you know, and I kind of thought like that'd be my thing. I don't think that's my thing as well, you know?
Yeah, but she was just like, I'm very disappointed in you, and then...
And then that started a lifelong pattern of women saying that to
yeah,
you.
Yeah. And I ran hard as fuck at that gym class, though.
What, that
I
day?
Was, like, trying to prove that I was, like, a good kid. So
by
like,
how fast you were?
Mile?
Yeah.
Did you do a four-minute mile?
I could never do a four-minute mile.
I did a four-minute 30-second mile.
Holy shit, really?
No.
Okay.
No. I looked like this.
I could squat a tremendous amount of
that,
weight.
The look you you gave, though, just felt like, and I remember it, 100 rattlesnakes coming at me that day. I was having to run enough speed to jump over the Grand Canyon. I
had to get over there. It's tall tales from Arizona.
Yeah.
Well, Luke, thanks for coming on, man. That was fun.
Thank you. This was fun.
Do you, what should people follow you on if you want them to?
Twitter, I guess.
Twitter's your most fun?
Yeah. I don't know what it's called. Luke Newman.
Luke Newman on Twitter, guys.
We'll put it in the description.
Right,
we'll put it in the description.
I'm on there, yeah.
I'll find it and I'll put it.
I'm sure it's my name.
Somewhere.
Well, you're there.
Involved.
That's good.
I don't have a fun Twitter name.
And as soon as the Lincoln Lodge comes back up, come check out shows over there, everybody. We got to run because we got to record the Patreon, which you people should be on. God damn it, you should be ashamed of yourself.
How much is the Patreon?
$3.
I'll
you
give
get $3
a month.
And Luke's going to
be
do
on
it.
Your Patreon.
We'll get Luke back on the Patreon. We'll get into some real shit.
Oh, yeah.
We'll
talk about the $6 million
Korea trip.
We'll get into some dark shit on the Patreon, on the page. $3 a month. You get an extra episode. $100. We come interview you at the scene of the crime where your parents are interested. And then $10, you get some shirts and shit. Great.
Speaking
time.
Of, I should have done this at the beginning of the episode. We have a new $10 level member.
I didn't even know about this.
Yeah, Nolan Watts, baby.
the king. Anything you hear musically in this podcast came from him, and he's a $10 Meldmer.
So he's just a great guy all around.
How do I know that name?
A literal god.
I'm sorry, I'm talking over your
thing. Nolan Watts?
Well, you made this theme song. That's probably
you know. Yeah, that's probably how you know
him. Is he like a local guy?
No.
Okay. Sorry.
He makes music, though.
You're closing out. Right on.
That's okay. But, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. You're the best. Bye.